Greetings in Jesus' name on this 13th day of February, the year of our Lord 2019. It's currently in the 30s outside, and I'm making the broadcast somewhat late today at 3:18, just barely in time to be able to make the 3:30 broadcast. I've been plowing snow all day long. We had a nor'easter come through. It wasn't very deep snow, it was maybe 8 inches, but it took all day long to plow it and to move it, to pick it up and to do what we needed to do. And so I'm a little bit late and preparing now here in my office for the meeting tonight and believing God for a life-changing service tonight at the house of God. Service schedule will be the same. And we won't delay anything because all the roads are somewhat clear now. And we deal with snow a little bit differently than you do down in the south. We have plows and all kind of things to be able to take care of the snow, and we're able to get back at it, and we're grateful for that. I hope that you have a great meeting tonight at your local assembly where God has you. I hope that you are encouraged about what God's doing in your local church. We for sure are, and are grateful to the Lord for how He is moving and stirring in our midst. Now, in our Bibles today, I would like to invite you to turn with me to the book of Matthew, chapter number 24, and verse number 12, where the Bible says, "And because iniquity shall abound." And it is. Everywhere you look, iniquity is abounding. The drug epidemic is exactly that. It is an epidemic of extraordinary proportions. Everywhere you look, you find people on drugs. Iniquity is abounding. And because iniquity shall abound, there's a drug epidemic. And then all down through the years, as long as I can remember, there's been a drinking epidemic where people drink beer and drink wine and drink wine coolers and they drink liquor and they drink moonshine. And there's been a drinking epidemic. And because iniquity shall abound. And then we're living in the day of great sexual promiscuity, where people are addicted to pornography. And because iniquity shall abound, they're addicted to pornography. They're addicted to their phones. And they're constantly looking on their phones at things that they ought not to look at. And because iniquity shall abound. And because there's wife swapping and husband swapping, and because iniquity shall abound, the Bible says that iniquity is going to abound. And because iniquity shall abound, what's going to happen? The Bible says the love of many shall wax cold. And we're experiencing that right now in the house of God, the waxing cold. Every Wednesday when I make the broadcast, I think about how the Wednesday services used to be the highlight of the local church. It used to be it's a time where we could come together and pray together and study together and hear preaching together and hear fellowship together. And the love of many now has waxed cold. And people are not interested as much as they used to be on the Wednesday night service. I remember when the revival meetings used to be amazing, but the love of many has waxed cold. I can remember when there was a great passion for cottage prayer meetings, but the love of many has waxed cold. You said, "Preacher, why is that?" Because iniquity is abounding. And the Bible is clear to tell us, "And because iniquity shall abound, the love of many shall wax cold." And I'm believing God that we can experience a mighty sweeping revival in our area. I'm believing God that He will stir us and shake us at our very inner core, and we could experience a touch of God, a revival that would sweep through our churches and sweep through our lives, and we could have a personal revival. Let iniquity abound. Let it increase. But we don't have to grow cold and indifferent on God. May the Lord help us. And may the Lord challenge us to not be like the tide, but to turn the tide in this day and age in which we live. You've been listening to the Wings with the Word radio broadcast. Please send all correspondence to tbell@metrocast.net. God bless you. Have a wonderful Christ-filled day, and we'll talk to you once again on tomorrow.